The Brilliance 23 conference completely blew all of my very high, very joyful expectations completely out of the water. It was such a beautiful chance to practice living upstairs above my downstairs circumstances.
Welcome back to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. I'm your host, Jaylen Bowden, and that was a clip from our friend Lee Glynn sharing all about her experience at Brilliance 23. We received so much positive encouragement from our last conference that we're doing it again. Buckle up, my friends, because we're getting ready for Brilliance 24 by sharing the video highlights that you all loved the most from our first ever virtual conference. Plus, for the next few weeks, get ready for extended content, bonus Q&A time with Graham, and the chance to hear directly from some of our listeners as they chat with Team Brilliant about their own experiences and journey. Brilliance 24 is guaranteed to be a game changer. So stick around till the end of the episode, and we hope you enjoy this first conference highlight with Dion Van Zyl.
I want to kick off the discussion. We're going to talk quite a bit in this session about how do we make his reality our reality. So we're going to get into that a little bit. But before we do that, I wanted to just share a few slides with you just to help us conceptualize this whole world. I mean, I think for many of us, you know, we often talk about, well, I just, you know, whatever's in the real world. You know, I want to keep it real. I want to be in the real world. Well, let's just take a moment and just see how it is set up. So if we can drop the slides there, that'd be great. And so think about it as this. Imagine that the upstairs realm, you know, is like the heavenly realm, and the downstairs is the earthly realm. Scripture says you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. So you are already in heaven. Don't know if you know that, but you are. So you're seated with Christ in heavenly places. So there's the upstairs realm, the downstairs realm. You know, for most people, I think it's true, right, Graham, that they would live two separate lives. On the one hand, you know, they've got, hey, this is my spiritual life. I go to church, I go to Bible study, I hang out with my spiritual friends. And on the other side, I've got my real life, you know, the one that where I have to go to work and do my stuff. And so I'm always pulled back and forth. If anybody feels like that, we got really good news for you. God meant for you to live an integrated life, and more precisely, for the upstairs to inform the downstairs. Now, if we live upside down lives where the downstairs is informing the upstairs, that's worldliness. If the upstairs is informing the downstairs, that is living in kingdom reality. So, you know, so let's just fix this word. Which one of these realms is eternal, right? Upstairs, exactly. The upstairs realm is the eternal realm. The downstairs one is the temporary realm. So which is the real realm? Mm-hmm. Clearly it's the upstairs realm. So when we say the real world, what we mean is the one in heaven. When we say the real world, what we mean is the kingdom. So there is a kingdom reality. And the reason we struggle with sessions like we may have just heard earlier with Graham is when we get just a baptism of how God sees us. When the Lord says, hey, this is how I want to be with you. This is what I've done for you. This is how I want to be with you. In that time, we often struggle because we've got so much downstairs stuff going on, and we get stuck in the downstairs circumstances. So, as a quick example, if I asked you, what does breakthrough mean for you? For many of us, we would say something along the lines that connected us to downstairs, right? We'd say things like, oh, breakthrough would be if my circumstances were resolved, if I was healed, if I got a job, if my marriage got better, etc. We'd say something downstairs. But what if in the kingdom, breakthrough is you becoming more like Jesus? What if in the kingdom, that it's an upstairs breakthrough, which at some point will have a downstairs breakthrough, at some point. But which one leads which one is really the key, right? So when the upstairs leads, what happens is this. We create a new reality. We enter the reality of the kingdom, and at some point that reality informs our downstairs and things change. That's how the kingdom reigns. So when you let peace reign upstairs, at some point after you've practiced it enough times, it becomes permanent. When I first started practicing peace, Graham, you know, when we went through that time we talked about earlier, which, you know, while it only lasted 6 months, it was very, very intense, as we shared. But you challenged me and you said, hey, you can't practice peace when everything's peaceful. What a wonderful opportunity for you to practice your peace. I thought about it. I thought, that's exactly true. You know, what a wonderful opportunity for me to practice my peace. So I practiced my peace, and then it lasted for about 90 seconds. So I had to practice it again. Then it lasted for 2 minutes. And then on the hour, it kind of got longer and longer. Does anybody know what I'm talking about, right? You've tried to practice this peace thing, and then you just gave up. I was like, wow, that's a lot of work. It didn't even last for that long. And the reason is we're so used to the downstairs dominating, we're not used to the upstairs. But what will happen is you start practicing your peace and go, hang on, it's lasting a whole hour. Then it lasted a whole day. Then it lasted a couple of days, then went to a week, and so on. And then 6 months later, you wake up and you go, you know, I haven't practiced my peace in 6 months. It's become permanent. How many of you would love permanent peace? Permanent, no matter what's going on, right? Absolutely. I'd be really worried about if you joined this conference, yeah, I'm not interested in peace. No, thanks, I'm good. So, yeah, any refunds, anyone? So clearly we all want this, but what we don't realize is that at some point, the upstairs practice starts to reign the downstairs. So even when terrible things happen in the downstairs world, in the earthly realm, we're not full of joy because of the bad thing that's happened. We're full of joy because of who the Lord is for us in the midst of this. That he does not change, that he'll never leave us, that he's always there. I hope that's as beautiful for you as it is for us. So we want to take a second. So let me just walk you through a couple of quick slides. So the problem, you know, having been a pastor for many years and also being a business person simultaneously for many years, I became concerned about this simple idea. Why do Christians grow so slowly or not at all? And it's a shocking idea. And so I realized that in Christendom, we basically have two categories. The first one, the upstairs and downstairs isn't a perfect square. It's all great revelation upstairs and terrible execution downstairs. Very poor at creating new kingdom habits downstairs that match the upstairs. In other words, so they're an upside-down triangle. Maybe you came from a culture or a tradition. Maybe for you, you're in one of those churches where you get a lot of prophetic words. You know, every week got a new prophetic word, a new promise. The Lord's told me this 17 times. Or as you would say, well, why don't you believe him the first 16 times? I've had 17 confirmations. Still done very little about it. Right. But man, I've got it clear. It's in my journal. We've written it down. It's fantastic. Okay. The other group is this group. You didn't even know there was such a thing, that you could even hear God's voice. Maybe you were even cautioned in your tradition that it's very dangerous to start hearing voices. I've had people literally say that to me. Mm-hmm. And I once heard a preacher say, man, you know, if you've heard God more than two or three times in your lifetime, you may be in a cult. So all I'm saying is, yeah, some of you look really shocked. Thank you. Yeah, I see Lisa there. She's looking horrified. I was horrified too, Lisa. But that is where you heard God once, and then 20 years later, you went execute and built this global organization that helps, you know, human trafficking or whatever your project was. So you hear God and you go and execute. So what is the right way? Well, of course, we go back to the master. As he is, so are you in this world. So let's talk about Jesus. You see, Jesus is a perfect square. For those of you who are older, we'll get the joke. Okay, so, you know, our job here today is to turn triangles into squares. Is to stop us being a triangle. Either one. It doesn't matter which one. We need to balance it. So that means from this scripture, look what Jesus says about this amazing scripture. He says, in John 15:19, I speak to you eternal truth. The Son is unable to do anything from himself or through his own initiative. Now, let's be clear. Jesus is not talking about a downstairs thing. He can initiate, if Jesus wants to, he can initiate any downstairs and go out and have a meal. He can organize a trip. He can do whatever. Downstairs, he can initiate. What Jesus is talking about is upstairs. Jesus himself, cannot initiate, neither can you and neither can I, initiate anything upstairs. That can only start in the Father's heart. Because anything of eternal value starts in the heart of the Father. I only do downstairs the works I see the Father doing upstairs, for the Son does the same works as the Father. So when we see God doing something upstairs, we execute downstairs in partnership with him. It's not like God tells you, you know, I'm giving you this, go and do that. He's saying, hey, we're going to do this. This is what I'm doing. Let's do this together. And he keeps doing it with you together so that the upstairs and downstairs match each other. All of heaven then, all its resources, all of heaven's favor, all of everything in heaven is then brought down to you. So because the Father loves the Son, this is my favorite part of the whole thing. Because the Father loves the Son so much, he reveals everything to him that he's about to do. How many of you would like the Father right now to reveal everything that he's doing in your life right now? Anybody? Yeah? 5 of you? That's wonderful. I'm so glad you're touched. Okay, there you go. A whole lot of you. Come on, give us some feedback here. We want this to stay engaging. We don't want you to feel like you're watching a Zoom call because you're not. Now, here's what Jesus said. When the Father reveals everything, he says, and you will all be amazed when he shows him even greater works than what you've already seen so far. Here's the bottom line. When you're a perfect square, something's initiated in the heart of the Father, and then downstairs you execute with him and you learn to really do the work, build the business, build the organization, do what you have to do, you know, build out your ministry, learn and grow. At some point, that has to be amazing. Right, the world has to find it amazing. They should look at you downstairs and say, you Christians are amazing. Man, can we get some of those Christians in our city? Because I don't know how they do that. Now, if you're worldly, then all you've got is downstairs execution. So then you better go on the best stuff you can get from the world. And it's sad to me when the church goes to the world to teach it stuff like leadership or teach it stuff like execution. Because surely, and it's fine. I mean, downstairs is fine. You know, the Proverbs says, wisdom cries aloud in the streets, which means all wisdom is available even in the streets. Everybody can see it. It's for everyone. Perfect. But as believers, surely, there should be a way of living in his reality that's different from the reality than the world sees. We're empowered, resourced, promised. We have a partnership with the Lord. And you might say, I don't know if I can do that. And the Father says, you can do that. You say, I don't know if I deserve that. And the Father says, Jesus deserves it, so you deserve it. You might say, I don't even know how to get a word. And Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and they know my voice. So I think religion has taught us, you know, we've got fake deaf sheep, right? Because like, oh, I can't hear God's voice. Yeah, I don't think Jesus was lying when he said, you can hear my voice. You know, the way of kingdom is Jesus given you a new reality. So I think the first thing that would help us maybe is to settle the idea that I have to enter God's reality and not trying to get him to enter mine, right? You entering into God's reality, this is how he sees you. This is how he wants to be with you. This is what he's dealt with, the sin thing. He's not dealing with your sin. He's dealing with your righteousness. He's dealing with making you like Jesus. So God never deals with our negatives. Well, he does indirectly in that he deals with the positive. So he doesn't deal with our stress and our anxiety. He deals with our peace, which deals with the stress and anxiety. He doesn't deal, you know, with fear, because he teaches us that we're perfectly loved, because perfect love casts out fear. So he knows. So he deals with the negatives by focusing on the upstairs positive, because in the kingdom, since we're on the roll of shockers, right? In the kingdom, there are no negatives.
Right.
There are just no negatives at all. So all negatives are downstairs things. So people say, well, I just want to deal with the real world. Yeah, you can see the problems for what they are, but you have to call it up. You call it out to call it up. At some point, the upstairs must dominate. At some point, God's reality has to be the primary reality that informs the downstairs reality.
We wouldn't be Team Brilliant without our brilliant community. We love hearing the incredible stories and testimonies from people tuning in all across the globe, because people like you are the ones who make up our tribe. So today, we're spotlighting our new friends, Jim and Tammy Foreman, as they sit down with Bridget Van Zell to share a little bit about their experience with Graham Cook and Team Brilliant. Take a listen.
So go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us a bit where you're from.
Okay, I'm Tammy Foreman. It's my husband, Jim.
Jim, hi.
And we are from Ankeny, Iowa, which is a suburb of Des Moines, Iowa. So right in the middle of the country.
So how did you find out about Brilliant? What was your connection originally?
Yeah, you know, I think it's been about 15 years ago. We were just seeking more in our relationship with the Lord. And we met some folks that really just great spirit-filled believers. And we would encourage one another with teachings that we would run across or worship songs that we would run across. And someone shared one of Graham's teachings. And then we, from somebody else, got some soaking sessions. And then we did some perusing on YouTube and found some other things. So that was our experience previously. And in fact, you know, we had purchased some of the soaking CDs and our kids would listen to him going to sleep and in some stressful situations. So he's been in our home for a long time before we had, more regular interaction with him or with, you know, Brilliant as a whole.
Great. And I know that I met you at Brilliance 23. Do you want to share a little bit about your experience there and how did you feel? What has happened in your life?
Well, I think Brilliance came at the right time for us. We didn't realize the storms that were coming. Tammy's father, we've lost him recently. And then there's, you know, of course, work and regular life, our own kids, things like that happen. And it just was the Lord provided the right thing at the right time for that. And it's sure been helpful to take some of the concepts that we had learned at Brilliance 23. What about you?
Yeah, I think there have really been some practical learnings and strategies that we've been able to really apply and to rely on, you know, specifically some of the things that we learned there about living upstairs. That is one of the key things that we probably say daily.
Yeah.
And it's been a good code word for us when we kind of see one another spinning into or spinning down into some of the worldly things, to just remind that, you know, each other, hey, let's get upstairs and think about how God sees this in the reality. It's been a real blessing to be able to see very tangibly how real the Lord has been in our lives. And we had a great kickstart to that at Brilliant.
That's great. I'm so glad you were there. I loved getting to know you both there. It was wonderful. And so are you coming to Brilliance 24?
Yeah. We're
We did talk about maybe a staycation.
Yeah, staycation. We might, you know, get go somewhere drivable and, you know, stay for that weekend, long weekend or whatever. And
that's a great idea. Then you can actually just focus on that without all the interruptions and temptation to do some work at home. So that's what right. Would you say to some people that are not sure if they want to go to Brilliance 24 or they just think it's three days of Zoom calls? How would you tell somebody? What was your experience?
Oh, wow. I was so relieved at one point when I heard this is being recorded and you'll have access to it, because my hand was cramping up from trying to take copious notes, everything Graham was saying or Dion was saying or whoever was speaking at the time. There is just so much truth and so much encouragement. I felt like I came back to work that Monday a completely different person.
No, I did.
Yeah. So I would say, just do it.
Yeah, do
just
it.
Do it.
Try it out. It's just extra encouragement. If you think you have too much of that in your life, then maybe it's not for you. But I know I need it, and it's strengthened our relationship.
Yeah. And I just, you know, there's so many voices in the world that are coming at us, and it's just really great to hear the message that comes from Brilliant. I think is one that just really speaks to our hearts in a gentle way. In all of the teaching, it really resonates with what God wants me to know, you know, what God feels about me. And there's just so much self-doubt, I think, in the world. It's
performance orientation.
Yeah, the performance piece. It's done nothing but nothing.
done nothing.
It's done nothing. I think it's added positivity in our home and just kind of brought some peace to our lives. So it's been great.
Yeah. Trying to turn those triangles into squares is working in every aspect of my life, our relationship, my personal life at home, my relationships in my professional life. It's just been amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
If you've been enjoying the podcast, be sure to leave a rating and a review to help us introduce brand new people to the Brilliant community. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you here next time.